It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I have Christina Pay with the USU Extension. And of course, we've got another great, quick and easy cooking class that's coming up. Going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo a little bit. We'll let you recover from the first Cinco de Mayo. They'll do this a little bit later in the month. And then there is also going to be another diabetic cook-along class coming up for those with type 2 diabetes. And we'll talk about those as well. Christina, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's jump right in first, and let's talk about the first thing that's coming up is this quick and easy cooking class, and it's all Cinco de Mayo themed, but you're going to do it a little bit later in the month. Like we said, you're going to let everybody recover from the first one.
Yes. You can recover, but then by that time, you're ready for more, so we're going to show you how to make some good Cinco de Mayo food.
There's no such thing as too many tacos, to
that's
be honest.
Right. So that's right.
Let's talk about what's on the menu for your Cinco de Mayo quick and easy cooking class.
Well, we are going to be doing street tacos. I believe we talked about doing sweet pork and also some chicken for the tacos. And then we are also making a tomatillo avocado salsa, which sounds really good to me right now.
And any salsa sounds good, really,
yeah,
any time
of
the year.
That's true.
So let's talk more about these quick and easy cooking classes. As you were telling me before we got started, this will be your last one, and then you'll take a break for the summer. Is that how it's going to work?
That's correct. This is the last one for this season, and then we do take a break this summer. We need to recover from all this food, and then we'll start again probably in October. So if you haven't been out to one of our quick and easy cooking classes, you need to come. Or you can watch us live on Facebook Live. All the information can be found with you guys or on our Facebook page, our Carbon County USU Extension Facebook page.
And really, the great thing about these quick and easy cooking classes is you go, you're there in person, you get to sample the food that you're making. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is there's always a lot of great conversation and information that comes out of these. And the coolest part about it is we all understand, and that's why it's called quick and easy cooking. Mm-hmm. We all understand that, you know what, as far as family time goes, it's very limited most of the nights. But that's what this is all about, isn't it? Getting
that's
people
true.
Back in the kitchen.
Absolutely. And we want to get families gathered back around the dinner table. So we try to provide recipes that are exactly what we say, quick and easy and nutritious as well. And then we provide some good conversation to have with your kids or as parents as you're trying to guide your children. Care Coalition provides us with some really good conversations from Parents Empowered. So,
and this is, you guys have a little help with this one from the Care Coalition, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Is Castleview Hospital another big one that
they
helps
are,
you guys out?
Yep, they are still involved with us and support this program. Create Better Health, of course, provides the recipes and the food. So it's just a great collaborative effort to try and get nutrition education and also help families be stronger and have more opportunities to have good conversations again around the dinner table.
All right. And the other thing, what does this cost, Christina?
It's free.
Absolutely free dinner. Why wouldn't you do that, right? Plus, are you guys still doing the swag bags every now and then?
We do the swag bags. Yes, we do.
You're going to get free dinner. You're going to get gifts. And you're going to have a great conversation with learning about, you know, how to make things work in your family. Every family is different, but at the core, you know what? There's a lot of similarities of people that just want to hang out with their families and have a good dinner and talk about those things.
Absolutely.
Now, the other thing we wanted to talk about is the diabetic cook-along class. Now, this is for folks with type 2 diabetes. Excuse me. This one there is a small fee for, but it is a great class. It truly, truly is. I took this class, and my wife and I went, and it was a great date night for the two of us. You get to cook. You get to meet new people and try different things, and that's kind of what this one is. But there's a little twist on this one. It's not in the evening. It's during the day, you said.
Correct. This one's going to be held during the daytime hours from 10:30 in the morning till 12:30. Lunch will be provided. In fact, you'll cook your own lunch. We will have all the ingredients and everything there for you. Some great education on how to eat healthy if you have type 2 diabetes. We give tips and tricks because that's not always an easy thing to do. You get a free cookbook. We have door prizes and, again, swag. And it's just a really good class where you can connect with others who have type 2 diabetes, or maybe you're a family member of someone who has type 2 diabetes and you want to learn how to help them. It's a great class for everybody.
And the other great thing is we have the cookbook and we still use it. There's great recipes in there and they taste good. You can make things work, and it's not really like a lot of people look at it as, oh, I'm never going to be able to eat the same again when I get that type 2 diabetes notice or you know, notification and told that I have it. You can still eat great food, and this is a great way to do it. So when is this going to start?
This starts on May 23rd. And runs through June 13th. You can register on Eventbrite or you can call our office. There is a $5 fee, but everything is provided for you. And again, the whole theme of this class is yes, you can.
You absolutely can. And once again, it's a great class. Get in there, take it. Speaking from experience, I enjoyed it, and the food is great. And I'm a very picky eater. Everybody will tell you that. But the food is really, really good. Christina, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us and let us know what's going on. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.